Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you here. You know, it is so important in life that when you see something you care about, you go give your time, not just your money, but your time. That may be at your kid's school. It may be at church. It may be a lot of places. And today we have somebody that knows a lot about volunteering because our next guest is Melissa Sherry, the director of the Sparrow Hospital Volunteer Services. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
It is so important for people to contribute their time in so many places because that helps more than anything else, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. You know, we are very blessed here at Sparrow that we have a very large Sparrow volunteer family. And today I'm here to talk about one really special element of that.
Well, you know, let's hear about that because we know that Sparrow is seeking the involvement of patients and their family members to help understand the healthcare experience through the eyes of the most important customer, that being your patients. Do tell.
That's right. We have something called a patient family advisor role where those patients and their family members advise us on different things. It could be anything from wayfinding to physician communication, patient education, responsiveness to patient needs, all in an effort to make sure that, again, that our most important customer, our patient, has the very best experience. Our patients and their families see and experience the health care here at Sparrow very differently than we do from a caregiver's point of view. And to be able to make that patient, to have a patient-centered experience, we need to involve them so that we change our culture.
I guess I'd be the perfect volunteer then. You know, I was born at Sparrow Hospital, and I visited many times since. Yeah, I've visited many times since. I have this need every now and then to check out your emergency room facilities to make sure they're up to snuff. And they are, by the way. They're doing great. So I guess I would be the kind of volunteer you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely. The ideal person for this is someone who has had an experience, whether they were a patient or they were a family member, and that they have a positive approach that could, even if the experience wasn't perfect, let's just say that, I mean, even if it was less than ideal, we can learn from great experiences and not so great experiences. And what we try to do is we take those experiences and we try to learn from them. We try to correct what might not have been a perfect service delivery. And we grow as a result of those gifts that people give us by sharing what they've experienced.
I think that's important to note. I mean, let's be honest. When I've come back to sample your services, I'm usually not having a great day. I mean, let's be frank about that. If you end up in the emergency room, no matter if you've been injured in an accident or you're sick or you have something else going on, this is a tough day. So you're interacting. The hospital staff is interacting with people oftentimes on a very bad day for them or a family member. So that can make it difficult, can it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do a lot of training with our teams of caregivers. And one of the things that we start out with is almost everyone who enters the emergency room, who's walking through our lobby, they experience fear in a healthcare setting. And our caregivers are very sensitive to that as they themselves have been in, I mean, everyone's been in that experience, but to try to see it through the eyes of a patient and try to change the culture so that little things, even from signage to help people find their way to navigate Sparrow, is so important. And we can't do it without having our customer, our patient, and their family at the table.
I think that some doctors have referred to it to me. When I get my blood pressure taken, I'm at the doctor's office or the hospital. It always shows a bit higher than if it's taken somewhere else. I think we call that white coat syndrome because people do have anxiety when it comes to walking through doors. And then that's whether you go through the emergency room or maybe you're there scheduled for a more straightforward procedure. You're there on your own time to do something, whatever it may be. You still have this anxiety associated with going to the hospital. A lot of people do, right?
They sure do. They sure do. And for us to be aware of that as a caregiver and even to ask, that's very powerful. And those are the kind of simple but solid, totally common sense things that our patients bring to the table and say, just talk to me and connect with me as a person.
So what are the key things you're looking for then in volunteers? And I guess my question being, you know, you've got a wide, diverse group of people living in Lower Michigan here, obviously, and a lot of different groups of people represented here. So what is What is the characteristics that you're looking for in volunteers so they will best fit with you and, more importantly, with the patients that you serve?
Absolutely. So as you hit the nail on the head, we serve a very diverse population. So we would really like our advisors to be reflective of the community we serve. We're well aware that for some folks, it's difficult to come here, whether it's a fear of just being in a healthcare setting, or it's a fear of, you know, how will I be treated? That's what we need at the table. We need people from you know, every cultural facet of our community to come to the table and join us as an advisor and have a seat at the table to be able to contribute your ideas, your thoughts, and to help us grow and improve through what their experience has been. And ideally, it's people who can, even if they had a negative experience, they can have a positive approach. We have advisors who have been longtime caregivers to a family member. And
sure.
Sometimes, go ahead.
No, I said, sure, I'm just listening. Yes, longtime caregivers, go ahead.
And they've had some things that they've struggled with for a long time here, but they can take those experiences and apply it to a different situation and be able to give us some really constructive feedback so that we can share that with our caregivers, we can grow and improve, and then also just being able to have a voice at the table.
That is so important.
To contribute.
Yeah, so
absolutely
important. It's like the suggestion box on steroids.
It sure is. That's
what
exactly
it is.
What I call it, too.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's a suggestion box on steroids. Melissa Sherry here, the director of Sparrow Hospital's Volunteer Services and putting together the patient and family advisor. If you want to know more, go to 517-364-3607. Give them a call, 517-364-3607, or drop by online, sparrow.org/volunteer, sparrow.org/volunteer. Melissa, so good to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
And thank you for joining us. It's the Steve Gruber Show.